Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Yud Aleph Amin Aleph. We're holding on Yud Aleph Amin Aleph, seven lines from the top, Rabbi Yochanan Pasach. Says the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan Pasach al-Pizchalai Parshas Mehacha. He gave his Akdama to the Megillah from the following Pasach, Zachar Chastav Minasa Lebes Yisroh, Ro'u Kol Afsi Aretz as Yeshua Selukenu. A Masai Ro'u Kol Afsi Aretz as Yeshua Selukenu. When did the whole world see Yeshua Hashem? That was Bimei Mordechai V'Esther when they sent out letters and the whole world knew about the Yeshua Hashem. The pasuk says, "Ari noyim v'doiv shoykek meishel rasha amdal." So, who's the Ari? Who's the doiv? Who's the rasha? And who's this amdal that they ruled over? So he explained that Ari noyim, the lions, and Nebuchadnezzar harasha dichsev be'ala Ariyeh misubachai. So the Ari is a reference to Nebuchadnezzar. Doiv shoykek ze achashverosh. The doiv, the bear, is a reference to achashverosh dichsev be. It says about Persians va'aru chivaya. That the bear is a reference to the Persian, they eat and drink like bears, they're heavy like bears, they grow out their hair like bears, and they're always on the move like a bear. And Maishal Rasha, who's this Rasha that ruled over? Zahaman, that's referring to Haman. And who did they rule over? That they were poor from mitzvahs during the times of the Persian story. Rabbi Lazar pasuk lapischalai parshas mehacha. The pasuk says b'atzal taim imach amikareu b'shifl sidaim yidloif abayis that b'shvil atzlo shayulam liyisrael he darshin that because of the laziness that there was to klal Yisrael shal asku b'tayra they weren't Isaac in Tayra so nasu saynu shal kadosh baruch hu mach so kaviyacho kadosh baruch hu became poor ve'imach elo ani as we see that mach is a reference to poor shenemar as the pasuk says ve'imach hu me'erkecha ve'imikareu elo kadosh baruch hu imikareu is a reference to Hashem shenemar as the pasuk says hamikareu v'mayim al yosef. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak pasuk l'pischalai parshas mehacha. He gave his akdama from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shir Amalos, Lulei Hashem Shayolanu Yoyimerna Yisrael Lulei Hashem Shayolanu Mekumaleinu Adam." If not for the fact, what would be if not for the fact that Hashem was with us when an Adam rose up against us? Who's this Adam? Usually, it's a king that rises up against us. Adam v'lo melech. Here, it's a person, not a king. That's a reference to Haman. Rav pasuk l'pischalai parshas mehacha. Birvayis tzadikim yisamacham uvshol Rasha yanocham. That when there's more tzadikim, so people are happy, and when the Rasha rules, so then people are sad. That Birvay Sadikim Yisamach Am Zem Mordechai VeEsther. Dichsev, as the pasuk says, Ve'ir Shushan Sahala V'Samecha. V'Bishol Rashi Anach Am. That when a Rasha rules, so people are sad. Zehaman Dichsev Ve'ir Shushan Avaycha. Rav Masna Amar Me'acha. He said his psicha from the following: Ki Migay Gadol Asher Lo Yalokim Kreivim Elav. That Klal Yisrael is Hashem. Hashem is very close to us. That's during the Purim story. Rav Ashi Amar Me'acha Yenisa Lekim, which is really a reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Purim story, the Geula from the Yeshua from the Purim story is very similar to that of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that by both of them, that what happened to the enemy is exactly what they plotted to do to the Yidden. Vayhi bimei achashverosh, and now starting the drashas from the psukim in the Megillah, the pasuk says, and it was bimei achashverosh, so amar rav, vayhi is a double lashon of tzara, vay and hai. And what's the double tzara? Hadidichsev, ismakartem, sham la'ivecha, la'avadim, l'shvachos, that not only did Haman make a gzera that we would have to be annihilated, he said that we didn't even have escape to even be sold as a slave. That wasn't an option. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel, going back to the different psichas, that Shmuel says, Le'ma'astem, le'ga'altem, l'cha'loisam, that Hashem says that even after all the teichacha, I'm never going to forsake you, le'ma'astem is b'mei Yevanim, le'ga'altem is b'mei Nebuchadnezzar, and l'cha'loisam is b'mei Haman, and l'hafir b'si'itam is b'mei Parsiyim, ki ani Hashem le'keichem, I am Hashem, that's referring to b'mei Goig u'magoig. B'mas nisatana, that le'ma'astem is b'mei Kashdiyim, shamati lam dani. That's referring to during the times of the Kashdiyim where Hashem gave us these tzaddikim to be there to help us. And L'chalaisam is b'mei Haman, Shamatila, Mordechai, v'Esther, that Hashem gave us Mordechai and Esther to help us. L'hafir b'risi itam is b'mei Persiim, Shamatila, Hem, Shalbeis Rabbi, v'chachmi Adoris, in order to help us. Ekeni Hashem alkeichem is l'asud lavoi, is referring to the future, she'en kol umma v'loshen yichayla lishlei pahem, that nobody would be able to rule over us. Rabbi Levi Amar Mehacha, he gave his psicha from the following. The Pazik says, "Im leisa rishus yeshvei aretz." If you don't completely wipe out those Goyim that were living in Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to be like a thorn to you. So that's like a reference to that which Shaul didn't wipe out Agag, and then Haman ultimately came from Agag. Rav Chiya Amar Mehacha, the last psicha, v'haya kasher damisi lasus lahem eso lachem. That which I plotted to do to them, Hashem says, to the Goyim, I'm going to do that to you, and that's what happened during the Purim story where we were chayiv to be destroyed. Achashverosh, now going back to the psukim of the Megillah, that Achashverosh, where did he, what's this name, what's the significance of his name? Amar Rav, that he was Achiv Shal Reish Ubet Gilo Shal Reish. He was the similar to the Reish, and he was also a similar ideals as the Reish. He was the Achiv Shal Reish, he was similar to the Reish, is referring to Achiv Shal Nebuchadnezzar. He was similar to Nebuchadnezzar Rasha, Shal Nikra Reish, that we see that he's called a Reish, and then as the pasuk says, unto Reisha Di Dahava. And Ben Gila Shal Reish, he had similar ideals. Hu Harag Ubiki Yesh Laharag. Nebuchadnezzar wiped out a lot of Yidden, and Achashverosh wanted to. Hu Hechriv Ubiki Yesh Laharag. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Achashverosh wanted to destroy, or at least keep the Beis HaMikdash in its destroyed state. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uva Malchus Achashverosh, Betzchilas Malchusai, Kasu Sitna, Yosh Yehuda Yushalayim, and he wrote a star to destroy the Yidden. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says that the significance of Achashverosh is Shehushchur Pneim Shal Yisrael B'yamav Kishulei Kedera, that the faces of the Yidden were blackened like the bottom of a pot because they were in a lot of despair. Rav Nechlin Amar, Kol Shezoichrei Aymar Amar Ach L'Reishai. Now, if anyone who just even thought about Achashverosh, they immediately would get like a headache, and he would say woe to his head. Rabbi Chanina Amar, Shakol Nasu Rashim B'yamav, everybody became poor because he made a lot of tax. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "V'yasem Amelach Achashverosh Mas," that he placed a tax. Who Achashverosh? Who Berishai Metchilase Vatzayfa? He was a Rasha from the beginning until the end. Who Esav? Who Berishai Metchilase Vatzayfa? He was also always a Rasha. Who Dasem Aviram? Hein Berishai Metchilase Vatzayfa? They were always Rishaim. Who Moshe? Who Amelach Achaz? Who Berishai Metchilase Vatzayfa? Avram? Who Avram? So by Avram, he was a tzaddik. So we darshan who Avram? Who Betzidkai Metchilase Vatzayfa? That he was always a tzaddik. Who Aaron? Who Moshe? Hein Betzidkai Mitchilasan Vatzoifan. The David who were katan, David was the katan, who bekatnusa mitchilasa vatzoifa. He always acted with anivas, before he was the king and afterwards. Kishem she bekatnusa hikdenatzma eitzamisha gadol bimenu b'teira, just like when he was younger, meaning before he became king. So he made himself small, he acted with anivas in front of someone who he felt was greater than him in teira, referring to Mephibosheth. Kach b'machusai, so too when he became the king, he still was that same anav, hikdenatzma eitzamisha gadol bimenu b'chachma, he took eitzah from Machitayfel Hamaylech. So I'll be dashing from Hamaylech. I'm a Rav Shemalach Me'atzma. He didn't actually have any royal blood. Achashverosh just ruled from himself. Now Amilah the Shvach, Amilah the Gnai. Some take it as a Milo of Achashverosh, and some take it as a Gnai. Amilah the Shvach, do I have an Inish the Chash of Lamalcha Kavase? No one else was more fitting than him. And some say it's derogatory. He really wasn't fit to be king. But he just bribed his way in. Mehaydu vad Kush, he ruled from Haydu until Kush. So Rav Shmuel chad amar Haydu b'seif ha'olam v'Kush b'seif ha'olam v'chad amar Haydu v'Kush gabi adadi avu kaimi. One of them said that they were on two opposite ends of the world. The other one said they're right next to each other. Now if they're on two opposite ends of the world, so we understand what the pasuk is saying, that Achashverosh ruled over the whole world mehaydu vad Kush. But if Haydu vad Kush are right next to each other, so what's the pasuk saying? So says the Gemara that kishem shemalach al Haydu v'Kush kach malach m'seif ha'olam v'seif ha'olam. Just like he ruled over with such ease, Hodu and Kosh, which were right next to each other, that was the way he ruled over the whole world. And Kibiyaitse Bedavra to Aimer, we have a similar Nidah between Rav and Shmuel on the following pasuk. It says, Ki Huraida Bechol Ever Nahar Mitifsach Vad Aza. It also says about Shlomo HaMelech that he ruled over the whole world from Tifsach until Aza. So again, here as well, Rav Shmuel, Chad Amar Tifsach B'Saif HaOilam V'Aza B'Saif HaOilam, V'Chad Amar Tifsach V'Aza V'Hadiyadad Yavu Kaimi. One of them said that they're on two opposite ends of the world. The other one said, no, they're right next to each other. So then what's the Shevach? That Kishem Shemalach Al Tifsach V'Al Aza, just like he ruled over Tifsach and Aza, that they were right next to each other. It was with such ease, Kach Malach Al Kol HaOilam Kulay, that's how he ruled over the entire world. The pasuk says that Achashverosh ruled over the whole world, and that it was Sheva Ve'Asher Mumeya Medina. It was 127 provinces. So Amar Rav Chista Betchila Malach Al Sheva. The pasuk's written backwards. It says the smaller number, and it works its way up. We dash it from here that first he was the king over seven Medinas. Ulu B'Soif Malach Al Asher, Ulu B'Soif Malach Al Meya. He worked his way up. Al Me'at asked the Gemara, if any time you have it, that the pasuk says the numbers, and it starts with the smaller digit and works its way up, you make this kind of drasha. So Al Me'at of Vishnei Chayi Amram Mosheva Ushleishim Umat Shana My Darshas Bay. What are you going to darsha from that pasuk? So rather says the Gemara, no, it's not just because it says it from the smaller digit up. Shani Hacha over here by the pasuk by Achashverosh, it's different because the Kray Yaseirahu. It's a completely extra pasuk. It's not needed bichlal because Michti Ksiv Mehoydu VaKush. It already says he ruled over the world from Hoidu until Kush. Shava Vasim Umeya Medina Lamali. Why does the Pasuk have to specify the mount of Medinas? Shmami no Lidrasha, it must be for this Drasha that first it was 7, then 20, then 100.